I wonder what's keeping Peter so long in the woodlot, wondered Janet Jane, remembering the pixie in the pink sunbonnet. I don't know, said Jonathan, remembering the strange something he had sensed behind the bend in the black cave.
I bet he's eating thimbleberries, guessed Billy Rose, who was always practical. That's no fair, you know.
I'm not going to play any more, announced small Susan Oliver, tossing her dark head and dropping the Queen's train. She was one of those children who always cry and spoil the game just at the wrong moment.
Let's play something more exciting, suggested Mary in the bareback rider's costume. How about circus?
No, thundered Jonathan. Wait till Sir Lancelot comes back. He'll tell us how he slew the dragon, and that will be exciting enough.
I'm going right straight home, wailed Susan Oliver, her face all puckered up, just as though she had bitten into a crab apple.
All right. If you go home, Susan Oliver, you won't be Queen Guinevere next Saturday, began Janet Jane, when somebody shouted, Here comes Peter now!
And they all looked toward the woodlot. There was Peter, advancing with a very important stride, his sword clasped firmly, a smile of triumph on his round, shining face. Nap, the setter, and Jerry, the Airedale, began to bark, their hair on end.
Look! What's that behind him? Cried Billy Rose.
Where?
There!
A gasp went up from all the children.
Why, it's a real dragon, squealed Janet Jane, and the rest of them took it up.
A real dragon!
Susan Oliver opened her mouth like a red O and began to scream. Nap and Jerry fled, yelping. The group broke and began to run in all directions. Peter stopped advancing and raised his sword over his curly head.
Hey, Jonathan! Wait a minute! Wait a minute, Jonathan!
Behind him, the last dragon chuckled.
Look at them running from me, just like old times, he said, with the slightest touch of pride in his voice.
And then, in a tone tinged with melancholy,
If they only knew...